We'd love to say it's good to be here tonight. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate this opportunity to be out in God's house. We thank you for the day we've had in the Lord, Spirit and the Liberty. We appreciate Him. We need these days every now and then. Just keep us going. Seems like sometimes they're far and few in between, but as they sung, the Lord never left us, never forsake us, and He'll always be there with us. But it's good just to get a little encouragement every now and then, Brother Randy, just to keep going. And we appreciate Mountain View, appreciate Brother Randy and Kathy and the opportunity to stand once again this night. We'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and just mind the Lord tonight. Y'all know we don't understand things, and I've come far enough in this journey where I honestly don't mind I want you to sometimes, but I've quit trying to figure things out. Really have. It'll get you in trouble. It says, lean not to your own understanding. I don't understand things sometimes, but all I know to do is just preach and try to do what the Lord have us to do. And just mind Him. We're going to try to read you some scripture this evening out of the 13th chapter of the book of Proverbs, where we feel like reading. We don't know your heart, don't know your mind, we really don't. But I'm just going to try to trust the Lord for just a few minutes. We'll come by yesterday, and the Lord come by and just spoke this to us, and I'll be honest, I don't know where it's going to go. I'm just going to give you what the Lord give us and just mind Him for just a few minutes and try to be a help unto you. Y'all know me. I ain't nothing. I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate what He does for us. But we're just going to try to mind Him for just a few minutes. And it's very familiar scripture. And it may not read in the Bible exactly like a lot of people quote it. This is where it comes from, and I'm just going to read it to you. Beginning, I'm going to read the last two verses, 13th Proverbs, 24th, 25th verse. The Bible says, and it reads like this, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. The righteous eat it to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want." That's all we feel like reading tonight, really do. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know where all it's going to go, what might be said from it, or what might be done. But I appreciate the Lord tonight. As far as I know, we've all heard this quoted our whole life. Spareth the rod and spoileth the child. That ain't what it reads in the Bible, but that's what we've heard our whole life. And I don't know, the Lord just come by yesterday and spoke this to me, and I'm just going to trust Him and just wait for just a minute on the Lord to come by and just give us what we stand in need of. And I know that you could go around and ask everybody in this church, and I'm not going to try to get in all that about discipline and how to do things. And I know everybody and their brothers got different opinions on it, and that's fine and dandy. And I appreciate it tonight, everybody. And I ain't here to try to tell you how to discipline your kids or none of that stuff. And I ain't here to try to open no can tonight. But all I know to do is just mind the Lord for just a few minutes and get myself out of the way. And all I know, and I can be honest with you, all I know is how I was raised tonight. And I appreciate it tonight, Randy. But I'd like to preach to you, if the Lord being our helper, and this is what I've got, about a whipping. And you listen to me, and I appreciate the Lord. And I thank Him for coming by and speaking to us and giving us this. And you'll say, well, preacher, I ain't going to follow you right off the bat, because I don't whip my kids, and I don't do that. Well, that's up to you, and I ain't trying to get into all that. Y'all pray that I can get myself out of the way for just a minute, and I appreciate the Lord tonight. I'll tell you, and I thank Him for my raising, Brother Randy. You know my mama, and you know my daddy, and I appreciate them the way that they brought us up. And I'll tell you something. I thank God, and you listen to me for just a minute, and there ain't nothing wrong with this, and I want you to hear it. Brother, I feared my daddy from the day I was born, Brother Randy. I feared him. Thank God it wasn't so much that I was scared to death to even sit down and talk to him. But thank God I respected him, Brother, and I appreciated what he done for us in our life. I'll tell you, thank God I was just as mean as the rest of them. Brother, I didn't get out here and get in all the things of the world, but we done a little mischievous thing like boys like the rest of us. And brother, I'll tell you something. When we done wrong, Daddy let us know we done wrong. And I appreciate it tonight. And I'm going to tell you something. Thank God I've got one of my girls sitting back yonder tonight. And, brother, she'll tell you it ain't take too many whippings from Daddy for her to realize, thank God, that Daddy meant business. And y'all pray. Thank God I was raised that way. And brother, I want you to know something. Thank God it'll do you good sometimes to get a little respect of the Lord. I'm telling you, I ain't here. Y'all pray and I get myself out of the way. The Lord got a message for us tonight. If we'll just listen to him and pray to him, thank God, ask him for it. Brother, I'll tell you some things in the Word of God says. Brother, it do us some good, thank God, to fear God tonight and to remember, thank God, what he can do to us. Brother, I'll tell you something. Each and every one of us in here, I guarantee you, somewhere down the road has got a whipping. I'm just going to say it. Thank God, a whipping from the Lord. Brother, I know I have, Brother Randy. And you know what I found out? I found out the things I got a whipping for. Brother, I didn't go back to them anymore. Thank God, because I didn't. I want no part of what the Lord has for me. Brother, I'll tell you something. It'll do all of us some good. Thank God to remember what the Lord done to us. And most of all, Leroy, to remember why you got that whipping. Thank God, and I pray that you'd go the other way tonight. Thank God, because I'll tell you something. Brother, it ain't no fun, thank God, to tote one from the Lord. And brother, I'll tell you this right here. Most of the time, thank God, when Daddy'd give you one, you know what happened? You take your punishment, and you'd go on down the road, thank God. But I'll tell you something. There's been times when the Lord, brother, you didn't get off that easy. You listen to me tonight, Randy. I'm sad to say I know what I'm talking about. Thank God. There's been times when the Lord has told me no. Thank God, and I've went on anyway. Brother, you know what? It just didn't get over with tomorrow. Thank God it's cost me some things. Brother, it's cost me some closeness. Thank God with the Lord. And it's cost me some time that we can be going forward. And I've had to do some begging and some pleading and some repenting, thank God, to get past it and to get back to the Lord tonight. Thank God, I'll tell you something. Just a plain old whipping. And bro, I'll tell you, it ain't no fun, Leroy. How many times, thank God, we used to have a prayer meeting services down yonder when we were there at Stoners. And you know what? Brother, there'd been many a times when the Lord came by and give you something to say. And you know what? I've been praying and begging all week. You listen to me. I thank God, sit on the bench and praying for the Lord just to bless you and to give you something to say. And you know what, Randy? The Lord come right by and bless you. And you know what you do? Oh, Lord, that ain't for me. That's for old Leroy down here on the other end of the bench. And you know what? Brother, you just sat there like a knot on a log. And let me tell you something. You know what you're going to find yourself doing? You're going to find yourself begging and pleading for the whole next week to get back to Wednesday night. I said, Lord, God bless you again. Thank God. You say, preacher, why you come up here and preach this to us? I don't know. But I'm just going to mind the Lord tonight. I'll tell you something, folks. There's a lot of people. I believe you just put them over in the corner and everything's going to be all right. If that's the way you discipline, that's fine. But the Lord don't work that way with me. Brother, I'll tell you something. I've learned enough to know down through lifetime. If the Lord asks you to do something, the best thing you can do, just do it. I thank God. You know what? She's right back there. Brother Jeff, you know what I told them their whole life? You want to stay out of trouble. The best way to do it is stay away from trouble. Thank God. Find you some places where there ain't no trouble to be found. And thank God, I guarantee you. You know what? A lot of times, her and Brock ain't been married, boy, 5 years or so. And a lot of times, they just like a 40-year-old little married couple. Thank God, because they don't want to do nothing. I just be there with Mom and Daddy. And you know what, Steve? That's all right with Daddy. Because I know, thank God, that they're there with me and Mama. There ain't going to be no trouble around. And folks, I will tell you something. It's all right not to get out here and to get into things of this world. Because I guarantee you, when you do, there's trouble coming your way. And Brother Lord is going to get a hold of you tonight. Thank God. And you know what? The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And brother, I'll tell you something. I got born again when I was 11 years old. And I ain't worried about losing my salvation. You know what I have to worry about this day and time? It's keeping myself right with the Lord now, Randy. And I will tell you something. As long as I do that, the Lord will take care of the rest of it. Thank God tonight. He ain't ever said much about it. I'm just going to go ahead and tell on him. I thank God tonight. Old Brock come to me here a while back. I tore out of the frame. Jeff back with COVID and all that was going on. I got in there one Sunday night. You know what he did? I knowed it was wrong right off the bat. I pulled his truck around behind the house. Randy on a Sunday night. Brock, I'm just going to tell on you. I thank God. I come crying to me. I tore a flap out of the frame. Knowing already that he shouldn't have been doing it. I thank God. You'll say, well, preacher, what's wrong with me washing my truck on Sunday? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. If the Lord told you not to, I thank God you better not. Brother, it may be all right for some people, but I'll tell you this right here. If the Lord told you to leave it alone, I thank God you better leave it alone tonight. Brother, because there's trouble coming your way if you partake in it. Randy, all I can do is just preach. And all I got tonight, I ain't really worried about it right now. I thank God because the Lord done give me liberty. He come to me. You know what he said? He said, I'll never wash my truck again. I thank God on a Sunday night. My brother, Lord done got a hold of that boy. And you know what all I could say was? Amen. I thank God tonight. My brother, I'll tell you something. Yes, sir, it's going to total whipping with you sometimes. But you know what? I couldn't have told him not to do it on a Sunday night. I thank God the Lord told you to. If you went ahead and chose to do it, my brother, you might as well get ready for the whipping to come along with it. Brother, you might as well. I call the Lord. It's no respecter of person. I thank God he's whipped me before. And brother, I guarantee you, you get out of God's will and you do something you shouldn't. And you know what? If you're a born again child of God, you might as well get ready for it tonight, because there's one coming for you, thank God. I'm going to slow down and preach to you just a minute. You ever had? Listen to me. And boy, it even make it worse. You ever had? I'll never forget. One of the worst whippings my sister ever got. You know what she done? She sat in the back seat of the car coming home from church. You know what she done, folks? She stuck her tongue out at Daddy. And you know what? Daddy just be happy looking in the rear view mirror. Folks, I'll tell you something. You might as well get ready. And this made it even worse on her. You know what he done? He said, you've got one coming, girl. Folks, I'll tell you something. I know that it's coming, and you know you're going to get it. Don't make it any easier tonight. I could just laugh for a while. Oh, thank God. Because I'll tell you something. I've been there. I've been there before, folks. Lord told me you got one coming. And we all know it. It ain't going to be fun, Randy. Brother, I'll tell you something. I had one of your girls tell me one time, I'm just going to tell on you. I thank God. I said she had never heard her daddy raise her voice. But a little boy called the house one night. Folks, I'll tell you something. You get out of God's will and you get out of daddy's will. Jeff, you know what? You've got one coming for you tonight. Brother, I'll tell you something. Mallory sitting back there, it didn't take her very long. I got a call or a note I sent home. Yeah. Even in preschool, I got a note sent home. Folks, I'll tell you something. Guilty by association. That's all it takes. Thank God. You ever tried to explain your way out of it? It will not work. Thank God. You might as well just take your punishment and say, oh, me. Thank God. I said they done doing something in preschool, Jeff. Yeah. Even in preschool. I thank God they shouldn't have been doing it. I caught wind of it. That little girl got home 4 years old. You know what? I told Paula, I said she'd got one coming. Paula started that mother instinct. I'll just let her go. It'll be all right. She's already learned. I done talked to her. I said, I'm going to tell you something. We better nip this in the bud right now. I thank God. You say, preacher, she wasn't before years old. You ask her if she remembers it or not. I thank God tonight. You will remember. Thank God when the Lord gets a hold of you. And if you're a good child of God, you won't want no more of it. I thank God. I'll tell you something. 4 years old, Leroy, you know what I did? You take me, D-Facts, take me wherever you want to take me. That little girl remembered. When daddy got a hold of her. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. It do us good to remember when the Lord gets a hold of us. You say, preacher, there's some times that I want to forget about. Folks, I'll tell you this right here. There were some times that keeps me out of a lot of trouble down through this road. You say, preacher, that ain't no good. You better believe it is. Thank God I remember some of the times the Lord's got a hold of this boy. And you know what? I remember it when we go down the road and we get to that place when things come back up. You know what I look at? I said, no, sir. I done been down that road and I know what's at the end of that road and I'm going to go a different way. I thank God tonight. Ask Brock if he'll wash your truck again on Sunday night. I thank God I don't think he will. Brother, I'll tell you something. He ain't the only one. During COVID, when things got lax, every one of us in here got used to doing things and thought it was all right. I'm just going to tell you the truth tonight. I thought it was all right to do it because we wasn't going to church on Sunday morning and we wasn't going to church on Sunday night. Folks, you better remember, I don't care where you're at. Thank God, God is still the same God and his laws have not changed one man tonight. I thank God for it. I'll tell you something. I was able to go on a trip this past summer way out to California and did a big road trip and come back around. And you know what I found out, Red? I found out the same God that was with me in L.A. was the same God that was with me in that L.A. Folks, I come from Lower Darrenville. I thank God. And we made it to the big city called Los Angeles. And you know what? The same God was with me out there that was with me in L.A. And Jeff, you know what I found out? I had the same fear about me. I thank God out there, Randy, that I did at home. I found out if you get close enough to the Lord, I thank God and listen to him. God ain't here just to whip you and beat you every day of your life. God God's here to love you and console you. I want to tell you something. That rod they're talking about there, it's for more than just beating somebody with it. Thank God that rod. Old shepherds used to carry a rod. And you know what? I had a little hook on the end of it. And brother, I tell you something. Yes, sir, sometimes that thing was used for correcting. But you know what, bro? Sometimes that thing was made just to poke them a little bit, Randy, and to hit them in the thigh and to let them know they need to go this way and to let them need to go. I know they need to go this way. I thank God the rod can be good unto you, folks. But I'll tell you something. It's how we all walk in this world, and it's how we need to be obedient unto the Spirit of God. How you can get a whipping, or thank God you can get a blessing tonight. It's just that simple. I thank God sometimes you have had the Lord throw that old hook around the back of your neck, Randy. I have. I jerk a knot in your head, they call it. Brother, I've had all of it. You say, preacher, you shouldn't be proud of it. I'm not. But I'm telling you so I might help you. I'm going to tell you something, folks. When he jerks a knot in your head, it don't feel too good. Brother, but you know what it'll do? It'll get your attention. I thank God. You say, preacher, that ain't my kind of God. Don't tempt him. Don't tempt him, because you'll find out. I thank God, not only is he a God of peace, and not only is he a God of love, but he's a God of correction. I thank God he's a God of wrath. I want to tell you something tonight. Many times the children of Israel listened to the Lord and went the way they're supposed to go. And you know what? The Lord blessed them for it. And then it wouldn't be long for the Bible says that they'd go whoring after other gods. Yes, yeah. That's exactly what it says. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what the Lord let them do? The Lord let them go just as far as they wanted to go. But I'll tell you this right here. When they got ready to turn around to the Lord, you know what happened? Each and every time, folks, it cost them down through the journey, yeah. Randy. It cost them. Folks, and I'll tell you this right here. I've got scars on me, brother, from where the Lord has whipped me. Brother, I've got them. You can't see them. But son, I've got them right here on my heart. Thank God it's emotional whippings. It's spiritual whippings. Brother, that hurts way far than old natural whipping does. Folks, I'll tell you this right here. You can get over a natural whipping in just a little while. Brother, your rear end feel a little better. But son, it takes you a while. Thank God to get over them spiritual whippings. Brother, because they hurt a whole lot more. I'm going to tell you something. I grew up and I remember the days, folks, when you got in trouble at school. They didn't call home and tell your mama about it. They went out in the hall and they took care of it in the hall. Right or wrong, however you want to look at it, that's just the way it was. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. A lot of times you've done something bad enough, you got it three times. You say, why is that, folks? Because most of the time, you got it from the classroom teacher that you was into. And folks, if you done something bad enough, they sent you to the office. Thank God where you got it again. And it didn't end there. Then it got worse if it's bad enough. Then they picked up the phone. Brother, they didn't have to look up your number. Because we lived in such a small town. They knew mom and daddy. They probably had them on speed dial. Because my brother didn't cut them no slack. I thank God. Mom and daddy went to a Tiger Club meeting one night. I looked through the school. Saw black marks all through the school. Folks, I'll tell you something. My brother done stole a bicycle, Randy. And the assistant principal chased him down the hallway. Leaving black marks everywhere. Folks, I want to tell you something. Don't tempt the Lord tonight. Brother, because ain't no good going to come out of it. My daddy walked in the schoolhouse. You know what he said, Jeff? He said, where's that boy at? They didn't know nobody have to tell him what he'd done. As soon as he seen the evidence, he knew who'd done been in into something. And folks, I want to tell you something. Mom and daddy ain't got to tell the Lord what you've done, because the Lord already knows what you've done. Thank God, be obedient to the Spirit and walk with it. Don't walk contrary to it, and you'll find out that it'll be a whole lot better on you tonight. Thank God. A whip. I'm talking about a true one. Yeah. Thank God. I'll tell you this. I appreciate the Lord. And I'll tell you, I've got all kind of stuff marked in this Bible. A brother about being whipped. About a correction from the Lord. It's in here, folks. I can go read all of it to you. I know I lost half of you when I talked about the word whipping. That's all I got, though. Thank God. And folks, I'll tell you something. You know what I found out, Sister Kathy? It didn't hurt me one bit. Thank God I didn't like Daddy at the time. And that's what one scripture says. It ain't good at the time. Thank God when you got a chastisement of the Lord. It ain't good at all. Even the Bible will tell you it ain't. But you know what? I said it'll reap some stuff. He said it'll bring forth some stuff. Thank God. If you'll just listen to it and be obedient. I want to tell you something. I've got, and I know so many people that the Lord's whipped them, and He's whipped them, and He's whipped them, Randy. Yeah. And you know what? They still are going. Yeah. Still are going. Yeah. And folks, I want to tell you something. Claim to be born again by the child of God. That's between them and the Lord tonight. Yeah. But I'll tell you something. Folks, I didn't take too many whippings from my daddy to find out that he meant business. And I'm going to tell you something. I hope that my girls found out the same thing. And I'll tell you this right here. I know without a shadow of a doubt, Brother Jeff, that the Lord means business. Thank God tonight. Don't try Him. Just be obedient to Him. I'm going to tell you something. You leave this world without being born again by the blood of Jesus. You know what? You're going to get whipped for eternity. That's all I know how to do. That's all I know how to tell you. You say, preacher, ain't nobody going to be there with a rod beating me with it. No, sir. But every message you've ever heard, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, it's just going to be an endless recording. Thank God of an opportunity to be obedient to the Spirit of God. But I'll tell you this right here. You ain't obedient to it right now. I don't know what you're doing or what you're going through or what you're running from. But I'll tell you something right here tonight. Brother, it's a whole lot better to serve God than it is to fight with Him. Thank God I know a little bit about it. I'll never remember that. I forget tonight, after 12 years of running from the Lord, and I ain't proud of that either. I took a few whippings over there, but you know what? I was one of them that was willing just to keep walking, because I didn't want no part of it, Jeff. But I'll never forget that night when I give my heart back to the Lord and told the Lord, I'll do whatever You have me to do. Lord, as long as You with me. And I asked Him one thing, Randy. I said, Lord, if we're going to do this, let's do it. I don't want to be one of them sitting around on the front bench. That's exactly what I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, if we're going to do it, let's do it. I thank God. You know what? The Lord's blessed me. I thank God He's blessed me. And brother, if I've always been obedient to Him, I wish I could sit here and tell you I had. I thank God there's been more than once that I went to the left when the Lord told me to go to the right. And you know what's happened? Brother, you got one coming. That's all I can say. You might as well get ready for it. Brother, I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to be easy. I thank God tonight, it ain't going to be easy. Because you done went direct contrary to the Lord. I'm going to tell you this. I thank God tonight. We all know, brother, we was at home one summer. I thank God we used to stay with Papa a lot while everybody worked. And brother, right on the other side of Papa, Danny Abernathy lived over there. And you know what Danny had, Randy? Had a big old lake behind him. And we used to walk over there, sneak off and go fishing. But this day we wasn't satisfied with walking. Paw
Paul, and I'll never forget it, had gone to revival meeting that morning. And you know what we did? Leroy, we borrowed Paul's truck. We borrowed that thing. Folks, I want to tell you something tonight. We looked at it as borrowing. Brother went over there and had a good time. Come back a fishing. Running wide open, coming up the driveway. Like we said, boys couldn't do anything sensible. Had my cousin up on top of it, laying on top of that truck, trying to play Superman, just to glide. We come around the curve, hit some gravel, and folks, you know what? There was an oak tree about three times bigger than that truck, right there smack in front of us, Jeff. You know what? We hit that thing. I sent my cousin off the top of it, hit his head right on that tree. I still think that's what's wrong with him. I thank God tonight, but I'll tell you something. We know that we'd already messed up before anybody had to tell us tonight.
Amen.
We knew it. Backed that old thing up. Boy, the hood, the grill, everything caved in on it. We said, we know what we'll do. Folks, I'm still telling you about a whipping. We got us an axe. Slid in behind that grill. Started pulling that thing back out like we was going to fix it. You know what the next thing happened? When I was done, since the axe slapped through the grill.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something. When you get in a situation, you know what you're going to try to do? You're going to try to make things better on your own.
Yeah.
You know what it's going to do? It's just going to make things worse.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth tonight. We took that old truck, fixed it the best way we could, pulled it right back up against that tree. We was all right for a little while. You know what? Papa, next day or two, went out there and had to go somewhere in his truck. Folks, I'm going to tell you, you can't hide nothing from the Lord. You can't hide nothing. You think you may get away with it for a day or two, but I'm going to tell you, you got one coming. You know what I was thinking about them whole two or three days, Randy? Boy, this isn't going to hurt. This isn't going to hurt. Daddy going to be mad. You know what you'll do? I didn't get around my daddy for them next two or three, 4 days. When daddy come in the house, I went the other way. I did. Because I knew there was one coming. Next day, got out of football practice, come home. Guess who was standing on the front porch waiting on me? Huh? Daddy. Brother Mike, it ain't no fun. It ain't no fun. I'll never forget it. You know, the Lord won't accuse you of something. The Lord had ways when people come to him and accusing him of something. He had ways of just turning it around on them. Huh? He answered a question just like this a lot of times. Answered a question with a question.
Yeah.
So you want to reach up and get a hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
Say, give me an answer.
Mm-hmm.
It won't do you no good.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come at me with some big hickory, some big belt. He said, boy, you know anything about your pop-off truck?
Yeah.
Boy, that just made it worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because you had to own up.
Yeah.
You had to own up. That's why I made it that much worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I could have lied. I could have hid. I could have tried everything in this world. But why? He already knew about it. Already knew about it. Folks, I'm trying to tell you, you can lie. You can try anything you've got to get out of it. But why? He already knows about it. That night that I announced my preacher calling, Brother Earl and him was there with me. I've told y'all before, I didn't think anybody knowed anything about it. I had it hid. Because you know what? I was lying to myself. I had it figured out that nobody knew it. Folks, you can run and you can run and you can run. You know what you're going to keep getting? You're going to keep getting whipped and whipped and whipped. Be better off just to submit, therefore, yourself unto God. He'll help you. And let me tell you what's good about it. The night that I finally owned up to it to Daddy, you know what I got? I got about beat within an inch of my life, Randy. I did. So, well, preacher, I'm going to call defects on him. You go ahead. If you can get a hold of him in heaven, you go right ahead. But I thank him for it. I'll tell you this right here. I didn't borrow nobody else's truck. I didn't. I did not. I learned my lesson that night. But I'm going to tell you something. About a day or two later, Daddy, forgive me. Papa, forgive us. We had to make things right with Papa. But I'm going to tell you something. They all forgive us. You know what we was able to do then? This is what the Lord will do for you if you just take your whipping. And you be obedient and tell him, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a lot of people don't want to do anymore, Randy. And I'm honest with you. People just completely forgot how to say, I'm sorry. And I'm going to tell you, some people, they say, well, it admits weakness. You do it in the right way, and son, it'll give you strength. It'll give you strength. We all fail. And I know this is not what this scripture is talking about. But it says they've all failed and come short of the glory of God. I know in that scripture that he was telling them about the Jews. I know it, Randy. And he was explaining to them that even the Jews had come short and fell short of the glory of God. We all would have done it. But folks, I'm going to tell you, it takes some good old-fashioned repentance.
Amen.
I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. And I know this ain't no big shouting message, but you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's needful.
Amen.
Sometimes it's needful for me to be reminded.
Yeah.
Thank God to stay on the right side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm reminded of what the Lord can do to me. Forget about Daddy. I'm worried about what the Lord can do to me. It's a whole lot worse than what Daddy can do to you. Lord can make your life so miserable that you don't even know which way to go when you get out of the bed. Say, preacher, I just don't believe he's that kind of God. Don't try him. I'm begging you, don't try him. Get right, do right, be right, stay right, and it'll all work. About a day or two later after that, you know what I was able to do, Randy? I was able to walk back in that living room.
Yeah.
14, 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
You know what I was able to do? I was able to walk back in that living room and sit down and talk to Daddy again. Woo! Thank God! Folks, take your whipping, repent of it, ask the Lord to forgive you, and thank God that you'll be able to cuddle back up with him, and you'll be able to talk to him, you'll be able to commune with him, just like you ever have before. Don't let the devil talk you into whipping. Stay right, get right, and the Lord will bless you for it tonight.
Lord will bless you.
You go contrary, though, and you got one coming. I promise y'all this. A lot of you don't remember. Before I went anywhere, before I got in my car and went anywhere in town, you know what Mama used to make sure I had, Randy? She'd make sure that I had a dime in my pocket. Say, preacher, what's a dime got to do with it? A lot of you don't remember. Street corner, there was always a payphone somewhere. You know what it cost? That time it cost a dime.
Yeah.
I may not have had another penny in my pocket, and I guarantee you this right here, Steve, I didn't spend that dime. And now you think I'm crazy, you go ask my mama about it today, she'll tell you. She said, preacher, what's it got to do with a dime? She wanted me to know that no matter what happened, or no matter what trouble come my way, that she was just one phone call away. Well, thank God tonight. And folks, I want to tell you something. The Lord is still the same way. Thank God he's just one call away. All you got to do is ask him, repent, and thank God the Lord will help you tonight. He'll help you. He's just one phone call away. I could tell you a lot of things about growing up. A lot of y'all could agree with you. And a lot of y'all could be know what I'm talking about. You know, it says, and it'll give you proof in there, that he can go out and sow you wild oats. Brother, I'm going to beg you not to. All you're doing is giving the devil ammunition that'll be with you the rest of your life. That's all it is, Steve. Ammunition. And brother, you better believe he's good at loading a gun. He's good at just reminding you exactly when you're at your lowest. Whipping. Just a good old-fashioned whipping is what the Lord do to you. Folks, you've ever had it, you don't want no more of it, do you? Huh? I'm telling you, I've got things, stupid stuff we've all done that still haunts me to this day because of what the Lord done to me. I had to answer for it, and I still remember it. But you think you got everything hid, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'll let them sing. Earl got up at night, and I'm going to tell you this ain't the whole story. Earl got up at night, didn't like him, hated him. When I got up and turned around, he was the first one was face to face with me. He said, "Boy, what's wrong with you?" And after I'd already talked to the Lord about it, you know what I told Earl? I said, "Earl, I don't know what's wrong with me."
Bless him, Lord.
You know what he told me? I ain't talked to nobody about this. I talked to that one right back there 12 years before it happened and never said another word to her about it. We never had another conversation. I was 20 years old. And from 20 to 32, we never had the first conversation again about me preaching because I didn't want no part of it. I turned around, met Earl face to face, nose to nose. I said, "Earl, I don't know what's wrong with me." You know what he told me? He said, "Yeah, you do, boy. And you might as well get on up and tell church about it."
Amen.
You think you got it hurt, hid? You ain't got nothing hid.
Yes,
let me tell you what. I turn around again. You know who's standing behind Earl? That right up there. Randy's standing right behind Earl. Folks, you don't think the Lord don't know what you got going on? You better think again. You know what Randy told me? And I know he remembers. He said, "Boy, you have caused me some sleepless nights." Kathy, I'll never forget this stuff. He said, "You've caused me some sleepless nights. Thank God for what you do." Folks, I'm going to tell you, you can't run from it. You can't hide from it. Why don't you just go ahead, own up. Own up. It'll be the best thing ever happened to you. Own up. Repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Take your whipping you're going to get. Thank God and go on down the road. Because, brother, you won't have no sweeter peace than you ever will have besides salvation. Than getting things clean between you and the Lord, Randy. That'll be the cleanest feeling you ever have in your life. Thank God I got up there that night. I was ready to tackle the world. Thank God because I'd repented. Everything was clean. And things was good between me and God tonight.
Yeah. Amen.
You can have that same feeling.
Sure.
Have that same feeling.
Sure.
As they get a verse of the song, we all stand. I'm talking about just a good old-fashioned whipping you're going to get. And Randy, they don't get no easier when they're from the Lord. Say, "Well, preacher, they get a lot less frequent." I don't know about you, but I didn't forget about 12 years that the Lord asked me to preach. Huh? It was a fight and a battle and a struggle every day. And I'm not proud of it. The Lord won't let you forget something. You'll think for a little while, well, boy, I get out of this church house. I get away from these old preachers. Boy, everything's going to be all right. It don't matter if you're a born-again child of God, if you ain't never been born again. It ain't going to be all right. It ain't going to be all right. You think when I get out them back doors, I ain't going to hear about it no more. Well, you're serving a different God than I am. Well, thank God he ain't going to let you forget about it. Thank God it's going to always be there. Brother, I'll tell you, old David, the Bible says that son, he took some beatings, didn't he? And he took some whippings. And you know what, Randy? I don't think you ever forgot about it. It helped keep him straight for the rest of his life. That's what correction will do to you. Folks, it says, you can go read it in what, 4th chapter of Timothy or 2nd Timothy about being charged as a minister or deacon. It said be quick to what, to reproof, rebuke, and all these things. All long-suffering. Folks, the Lord will give you an opportunity. And I'm going to tell you, he might give you more than one. But you keep going. Mm-hmm. And you've got one coming.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you. There's trouble coming.
Yeah.
Folks, I believe with all my heart. Say, well, preacher, the Lord don't work like this. Well, you say what you want to. I believe with all my heart, Randy, that there was things happened to me and Paul over them 12 years that didn't have to happen. Say, preacher, the Lord don't do them things anymore. Well, you walk in some different shoes than I have. The Lord lets you know you keep going. He ain't going to put up with it, Leroy. I've got another daughter down in college. And son, she tried me. Just like a lot of them do, Randy. You know what I'm talking about. She tried me. And I beat her, whipped her, took her phone, took her car. I know all about it, y'all. She tried me, Leroy. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I tell you what I'm going to do, Lord. I'm going to give it to you. So I'm going to give it to you. And Paul, if I got to the place where all I could pray was, Lord, just keep her safe. She done got some of her hard-headed mama jeans coming out in her. You know how it is, 18, 19 years old, can't tell them nothing. Can't tell them nothing. I finally said, Lord, it's in your hands. I've done everything I know to do, Kathy. I know what it is to go get them. We've talked enough, Randy. Get to the place where you just lay down in bed at night and you just heart broke. All you do is just lay there and cry, Mike. I mean, just lay there and cry. She wasn't off doing god-awful things in this world. Just being disobedient to mom and daddy. We prayed about it, prayed about it, prayed about it. Then had some little boy feeding her mind full of stuff. I know it takes two to tango. You better believe I do. Had trouble between him and his daddy. I told him, Randy, I said, I love you and I'm a preacher. I said, but you mess with my daughter and you're going to see the non-preacher side come out of me. Mm-hmm. Folks, don't find out the wrath of God because it hurts.
Amen.
We prayed and we prayed and we prayed. She come home from college one day. like it's how the Lord works. She sat down at the kitchen table. She said, "Daddy, I guess I just had to learn some things on my own." She said, "I know y'all tried to tell me. You tried to tell me. She said, "I guess I just had to learn it on my own." Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got to learn it on your own. It's just going to cause misery and trouble. You've got help tonight.
Amen.
Not only have you got help at home, thank God for the Mother Church, Leroy, where you got help at. God will be there for you. And I guarantee you this one thing. As long as they're alive and they're breathed in, a mom and daddy will always be there for you. You better believe it. You'd let her come back home anytime, wouldn't you? The doors were open. Never once did I kick them out. Felt like it sometimes. But I always wanted them to know that the doors were still open. And that God was there. And that mom and daddy was there. I'll tell you this right here. You ever have the Lord shut the door on you, and you're in bad shape. You're in bad shape. Don't push it. Don't go that far. God's here with you. He wants somebody just to own up to it. Folks, you know what I found out? Old Satan there telling you that. You've done something God offered. You've done something small. And everybody, you come down here to this world, and everybody in the world is going to think you've been out here doing the God-awful things in this world. You know what I found out that night? I found out the church loved me more than I ever thought it could, Randy. That's what I found out that night. They weren't worried about where I'd been, what I'd done. They was worried about me. Worried about me. Didn't he tell me that night, Randy? I remember it like it was yesterday. It's been over 20 years ago. Remember it like it was yesterday. There's some things you don't forget. Moses told him, he said, all day long, he said, "I've stood here with outstretched arms." Listen to me, Moses knew all about it. He said, to a disobedient and a gain-slaying people. Christ even told him, he said, "I've tried." He said, "I've tried to gather all of you back together." He said, "I've tried like a mother, a hen, spread out her wings and try to get all her little chicklings." He said, "I've tried, but you just wouldn't listen." Folks, you ever had that? I've heard them words, "I've tried, but you just wouldn't listen." Folks, tonight's the time to listen. You say, "Preacher, I can't come repent of nothing on a Sunday night." What in the world has Sunday night got to do with it? The Lord knows where you stand. It don't matter if it's Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday night. God's still willing to repent, let you repent. And he's willing to forgive you. Get all this stuff out of your mind. I'm begging you, get all this stuff out of your mind and let God get in your heart. And you'll find out that he's a forgiving God. You'll find out he's had more mercy than you can ever imagine. He's got more mercy than daddy ever thought about having. I'll never forget, I got to tell this, Randy, I ain't trying to. My brother-in-law bought a little car one time. And I had a good friend, lived about 2 miles up the road, lived in between me and Randy. Grew up with Stacy there at Norman's. And we used to hang out up there. And I had a motorcycle at the time. My brother-in-law bought a car and parked it up there. And Daddy caught wind. I wasn't 14 or 15. He caught wind. I'd been driving that car around town. He come to me. He said, "Boy, I better not catch you driving that car." He said, "I better not." You know what? I let my brother-in-law talk me in to driving that car from Stacy's house to my house. He said, well, it ain't that far. He said, it ain't but a mile. He said, won't nobody never know? He said, I tell you what, you come into our property and our land goes all the way from the new 41 highway all the way to the old 41. We was blessed. Papa bought 50 acres one time when he was in bad shape, got hurt, took the money the state gave him and bought us all a place to live, Randy. You know what? He said, we can even go in the back way. He said, let's go in the back way. He said, nobody will never know. I said, all right, let's go. I got in that car, Mike, and you know what? Drove her home. The whole way, just scared, slapped to death. And I'd be doggone if I didn't pull up in the driveway, Leroy. And you know who was standing in the yard? Daddy. Say, preacher, how can you explain that? I don't know. But I know who was there. Folks, I'm going to tell you something that night. Daddy wasn't in a good mood. He jerked me out of that car, Randy. And I was a pretty big boy. I didn't mean he helped me out. He jerked me out of that car. He jerked me out of that car. He slung me across the yard. I'm telling y'all the truth. He slung me across the road, the yard, got to the front door. And my daddy wasn't no big old huge man. But you know what he did? Folks, you can believe this or not. He picked me up by my collar and by the seat of my pants. And he slung me, Randy. And he slung me through the front door over the coffee table. And I landed on the couch. And he proceeded to tell me a thing or two. He said, boy, I've tried to help you and I've tried to teach you some things. He said, you don't understand, and you listen to me, and you listen to me real good. And this is what the Lord will tell you. He said, right now, you don't understand what kind of trouble not only are you putting yourself in. He said, but you don't understand what kind of trouble you're putting me in. He said, boy, don't you listen. He said, you could have gone that mile down the road. He said, you could have come off the road, run back on it, and hit somebody head on and killed them. He said, let me tell you something. And not only would it affected you, he said, but then I tried to take everything I've worked for. And folks, I want to tell you something. You can get so far in sin that it's going to cost you everything that you work for tonight. Thank God, be obedient. Listen to the Spirit of God, and it'll keep you from getting slung around tonight. All you got to do is listen. That's all we have to do, Randy. Yes, sir, I know it says to be a doer of the word. But you got to listen. Lord tells you not to. Don't do it. Leave it alone. I told him at church this morning. You ever had the Lord let the hedge down on you? I've been there this week. It ain't been no fun, Randy. Lord will just see where you're at sometimes. And boy, when he lets down the hedge, everything in the world, old Satan can throw at you, he'll throw at you. And I had to make some decisions this week. The Lord or with him. I'm just telling you, Randy, all week long, I've been fighting it right here. Right here. Boy, he'd lay this out in front of you. Yeah. He'd lay this out in front of you. Yeah. And boy, if you ain't careful, every now and then you'll start leaning to it. So you've been preaching for over 20 years. Yes, sir. I still got a mind and a flesh just like you do. And it's still about a lot of times even more. But you know what I found out? And I told him this morning. Every time I start to lean, you know what? That'd be something right there. Mm-hmm. Right there. Mm-hmm. You know what it says, Steve? Leave it alone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Boy, all like you up here. Mm-hmm. You know what I did? I left it alone. I done been down that road. And I know what sin will cost you. It'll cost you some hard nights. It cost you some hard days. Y'all, I ain't rambling. I'm just giving you what the Lord give me. We need to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And it will keep you out of a lot of trouble. As we stand, sing a verse of a song. Brother Randy comes out.
79 at the bottom.
Lord.